Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And don't forget to check out our website, timconwayjr.com. We spent a lot of money on it, a lot of time, and we did our job. Now it's your job to go check it out. T-I-M-C-O-N-W-A-Y, the letter J, the letter R, .com. And I got a big weekend coming up, doing a show from 5 to 8 p.m. on KFWB tomorrow night. Hope you'll tune into that, Mortgage Matters. Then 10 a.m. to noon on Sunday. And then I'll be back at 9 p.m. on Sunday to sit in with my very good friend Svetlana. Look at that. Big weekend. Working 7 days a week here at this station. Join it. All right. We're going to do news like we do every single night with Gina Grad. Here we go.
Now from the 97.1 newsroom.
Oh, it's Dallas. Tim, you love Dallas.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
I wonder whatever happened to Larry Hagman. Larry, man.
Never saw an episode of Dallas.
You gotta be kidding.
I saw, like, in passing, my mom would watch it or my sister would watch it. I'd look at it, but I never sat down and saw a whole episode of Dallas.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know that I called my mother from a fourth grade sleepover because I had to know what happened? It was the
Jesus Christ.
It was the new season, and it was when, you know, everyone thought Bobby Ewing had been shot, and then Pam opens the shower door and he's in there, and it was the biggest cliffhanger ever.
You didn't see it.
Wow.
Didn't see it.
Sorry about
my arms just then. What's going on with the news?
Well, with Governor Rod Blagojevich's Senate impeachment trial looming at month's end, his legal team abruptly announced today that it would boycott the proceedings, likening it to a political lynching.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you know. Nothing says innocent. After wrestling over strategy for the last few days, lawyers Edward Genton, Sam Adam, and Sam Adam Jr. acknowledged they would not be present when the Senate begins weighing Blagojevich's removal from office. Mm. The governor endorsed their move. In this clip, Governor Blagojevich compares the judicial system to a really lame cowboy joke.
Okay.
There was an old saying in the Old West. There was a cowboy who was charged with stealing a horse in town, and some of the other cowboys, especially the guy whose horse was stolen, were very unhappy with that guy. One of the cowboys said, "Let's hang him." And the other cowboy said, "Hold on, before we hang him, let's first give him a fair trial. Then we'll hang him. Under these rules, I'm not even getting a fair trial. They're just hanging me."
I mean,
oh, man. You know, I love what these guys who think it's everybody else but them.
Of course.
You know? Yeah, it's everybody in the state of Illinois hates you, and it's them, not you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you're going to
be in the water.
You're going to be gone and sit at home with that crazy hairdo, man.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Enjoy your hair.
Yeah, I think he's going to be gone in the next week or two.
Well, of course. I mean, you can't keep that guy in business.
And you know what he also said? He also said that that he said it was a conspiracy to raise the taxes in Illinois, and he didn't want to raise them.
Huh.
And he's just a nut.
Huh.
How did I wonder if he was crazy going in, or if he got crazy while he was in there.
He, judging from that haircut, it looks like he was crazy from day one.
Jesus Christ.
I have a question, just to play devil's advocate here. Is there a chance in hell, is there the slightest possibility that he can get off because technically he hadn't done anything?
No.
He hadn't done anything yet.
No, that's
his defense.
Yeah, I know, but that's, you know, since 9/11, we don't play that way.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you can't have a whole car full of bombs, drive to LAX, have the map, everything ready,
right.
And because you didn't blow up LAX, you're like, nah.
Yes, let him skate.
Hey, you're fine.
Yeah.
No, I think it's over for this young man. All right, what else going on in the news?
A 24-year-old British woman pled guilty today for allowing her 3-year-old son to smoke.
What?
Kelly Pocock was arrested and charged with cruelty to a child under 16, as neighbors were astonished to see the child puffing away while his mom was on the phone in the same room.
Wow.
They said it looked like the youngster had been smoking for years. The worried neighbor used her cell phone to film him and showed the video to social workers, who then alerted the police after saying that it looked like he had been smoking his entire life, you know, 3 years.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, me too. Pocock has pled guilty and was given a suspended 40-week prison sentence along with a 12-month supervision order.
Wow. You see, if I was at a freak show or at a circus or in Vegas, And, you know, there was a carnival barker up there. You know, take one step forward, your body will naturally follow. Come see the kid is smoking, you know. I would pay $5 to see a kid, a three-year-old smoking.
Yeah. And maybe he throws a little dice in there, you know, around the back of the head and a couple shoulder shrugs.
You know, it would be great. He's sitting there in, like, a small shorty robe.
No.
Having a cigarette on, like in a smoker's chair.
Maybe, you know? Okay.
Or he's just playing with his toys, but he's got himself decent butt in his mouth. I wonder if he's one of those tough 3-year-olds that bites the filter off.
Oh,
and just goes straight like the old Luckies.
At this point, he probably rolls his own.
Jesus Christ!
You know, he's got that drum in his pocket.
What shot does that kid have? You know, God Almighty!
Just sitting there and when you say that a 3-year-old's been smoking for years,
yeah, he can only be smoking for years. But he's also probably, like, the coolest amongst his friends.
Of course.
Like, everyone else is still S'ing in their pants. And he's got himself a pack of, you know, Newports.
Cool. Yeah. Rolled up in his little
There's some kids aren't even talking yet. Yeah. This guy's puffing away.
Oh, God.
I'd love to. Is it on YouTube?
I'll find it. I promise.
I'd love to see
I'll try and find that in the next break.
I'd love to see how casually it's about smoking, too. All right, what else going on in the news there?
Well, controversial conservative author and talk show host Ann Coulter appeared on the Dr. Phil show this week and, as always, stirred up the audience with her contentious rhetoric. In this clip, Coulter once again sets people off by referring to President Obama as Hussein Obama.
As Hussein Obama, okay.
She would do much better if she wasn't name-calling and wasn't so fierce about it.
His name is Hussein. That isn't calling him a name.
His name is Obama.
Not only is it his name, it turns out he prefers it. He just got inaugurated being called Barack Hussein Obama.
But you are doing it to gig him, right?
She's just blathering out that, oh, you're meaner than we are. I'm citing examples. What do you want? We call that evidence.
Now that is one skanky looking co-core.
Wow, that's part of the show? Oh boy.
I love his jabs.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, maybe it's she overuses it.
Yeah.
But it's his name.
You know what though? I'd be more willing to go with her on anything she said if it was written in transcript and I didn't have to hear her say it.
Yeah.
Because that voice is piercing.
Well, I mean somebody used the argument. If it was George Hitler Bush.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Maybe that they would bring that up.
Yeah.
Possible.
And again, you know, for as vile as she has a point. But man, she's going to ride this one till the wheels fall off.
I guess so. People keep buying those books.
Yeah.
All right, what else going on in the news there?
Well, imagine the hassle of living in a town with a name like Intercourse, Pennsylvania, or maybe Slut's Hole Lane in England. Many people in those areas have probably endured a snicker or two over the years, but the locals might consider themselves lucky when they consider some of the alternatives out there. The New York Times reports people in Penistown, England are quick to tell strangers, it's pronounced Peniston. And if you think those
Peniston?
Are
Peniston?
Penistown.
Penistown.
But they say it's Peniston, Tim, okay?
Fantastic.
If you think those are bad, here's a short little list of some of other unfortunately named towns in the U.S.
You know, I don't interrupt you, but if you're at a bar and you're picking up on this chick and you're drunk and you say, and she says, and you're like, hey, you want to come back to my house? And she's like, oh, well, where do you live, mate? I'm Penistown.
But
it's hard to get her back there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard to get a chick back to Penistown.
Just on a side note, do you watch Family Guy?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Peter was naming his city because his house was not considered part of the United States? And he said he was going to name it Peterland, but the gay bar by the airport already took it.
That's a great show.
It's like my favorite line.
I love that show.
Well, here's some other town names you might appreciate. There's Bucksnort, Tennessee. The gentleman over at this Air Force Base might be a little embarrassed. Seymour Johnson Air Force Base.
Wow.
In North Carolina. Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. Have you been to Hell, Michigan lately?
No, I haven't.
You know it? Yeah.
I've been Michigan. To there's a town in I think it's in Illinois called Jack, and then the last, I don't think you can say it. The last, there's two, the town is called Jack, and then the next word is Meehoff.
Germantown.
Yeah.
German settlers.
And that's a cool town.
Yeah.
You say that.
And finally, one that's very close to my heart that I've been to, Flush, Kansas.
Yes.
Which is kind of a sentence.
That's pretty neat. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's cool to be from a town that has an effed up name. You know, talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
From, you know, as opposed to just living in Sherman Oaks. You know?
Well, Tim, you can see it from the Tarzana Safari Walk.
I live in Penis Town.
Hey.
Hey, look
don't
at this.
We all.
All right, what else is going on in the news here?
Well, finally, in entertainment news, actor Robert Downey Jr. says he was even taken aback at seeing his image from the comedy Tropic Thunder, in which he plays an actor portraying a black soldier among the supporting actor nominees at this year's Oscars. In this clip, Downey makes light of his Oscar nod, as only an actor from a movie like this can.
Here we go.
I got nominated for playing a narcissistic idiot method actor. We've come a long way, baby. Got a little respect on set for a change, I'll tell you that much.
I like him.
That's pretty funny. That guy's come all the way back.
Yeah, can you, believe it? Remember that big famous soundbite of him in his orange jumpsuit in front of the judge saying, you know, you got to help me out here, judge. I'm a guy living something like, I'm constantly walking around with a gun in my mouth, and now I'm starting to like the taste of nickel or something like that. You know, he's been through a lot.
Yeah, he was, I don't think he was going to make it. I think he was going to pull out of all the drugs. But
he's a great actor.
Look at this guy. He's back. Hey, listen, if he can do it, anybody can do it.
Exactly.
All right, what else is going on in the news there?
That's what's going
on. That's the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
I got nominated for playing a narcissist.
Oh, please, Tim. A little more professional behavior here.
The news with Gina Grad.
Tim, it's time I finally came clean. I shot JR.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
There you go.
Damn it.
Yeah, the news with Gina Grad, man. All right, I read an article recently on the internet. And it has to, it is talking about marriages and how some marriages are unconventional and they happen to work better than conventional marriages. And one of the things that they were talking about in this article that said that happens to work about 75% of the time is couples who are married have separate beds, either separate rooms, or at least separate beds, and they enjoy a night's sleep. And I was thinking about it, thinking, you know, first of all, it's hard to approach your wife with something like that because, you know, I think that's occasionally she'll see it as 1 foot out the door. But if you look at it practically, you know, when you're born, you got yourself your little crib for the first couple of years. Then you have a little, you know, speed car bed or a little Barbie bed of your own that's a little bigger. Then you get into a bunk bed and your brother's on the top bunk and you're on the bottom bunk, but you have your own bed. And even all through, you know, junior high, high school, when you move to college, you go off to college, you got your own, you know, your dorm room you share with a guy, but you have your own bed. When you're single, you got your own bed. And when you have a girlfriend, you got your own bed. She's got her own bed. She's at her place. And then you get married. And you don't get a great night's sleep with somebody else in that bed. Even though mattresses have come a long way, and, you know, everybody's seen this commercial where you put a glass of wine on the bed and jump on it and the glass of wine doesn't fall over. Well, the glass of wine doesn't have legs. And, you know, who are kicking each other all night and moving around and making noise. And you really need 8 solid hours of sleep at least every night to be healthy and enjoy yourself. And I think it's unhealthy to sleep in the same bed with each other. My grandparents forever, and I never remembered a day that my grandparents slept in the same bed. They had two, I think you were either twin or queen size beds back in Sugar Land Falls, Ohio, and they had a fairly sizable bedroom, and they had separate beds. My papa had his bed and Maggie had her bed, and they enjoyed themselves. You know, you have the whole bed to yourself all night long. I know that when my wife and my daughter were up in Oregon for a week early this month, and I had the whole bed to myself, I noticed that I fell asleep faster. And when I woke up, it was, you know, 10 in the morning. It wasn't 2, 2.30, 2.31, 2.38, 3, 4.15, 4.40. And when you have, you know, two people or three people in that bed, how do you get a good night's sleep? You know, you're constantly running into each other or the noise or I know my wife is complaining about somebody in the house who snores. God only knows who that is. Hope we can get some relief for Sophia so she stops doing that.
Jesus Christ.
All right, please, please, Sophia. But it's an interesting idea, and I bet a lot of people have been thinking about it. You know, you work your ass off, you get home, maybe you have to work two or three jobs in this economy, or you're working longer hours just trying to make ends meet, and you want a good night's sleep. It has nothing to do, it is not a commentary on the relationship, the marriage, the sex life, the closeness, or whatever. It's just a practical thing to do to get a good night's sleep. And if people don't understand that, I think you have to, I mean, you know, if you're not getting a good night's sleep, I think you have to sit your wife down, or your wife, the wife has to sit the husband down and say, listen, you know, maybe she's the breadwinner and he's all over the place, you know, with his hands and kicking and stuff. Maybe if you got a big enough room, maybe you both get a better night's sleep and enjoy each other. You know, the marriage goes on long and, you know, long after you thought it would. My grandparents were married. I think they got married in the 30s. I think they got married in the late 20s or early 30s. And they were married all the way up, obviously, until my grandfather passed away in 1981. So that was some run. I mean, you know, that's almost, 50 years or so. And I think one of the keys for them staying together is that they were in different beds. Same room, but different beds. And when they got up in the morning, they had energy. You know, they got a full night's sleep. And I think sleeping is underrated, how important it is in your life. I think that people say, well, as long as I can get 3 or 4 good hours, I'm fine. And then you notice that, you know, after you do 3 or 4 hours for about a month or so, you're exhausted, you're depressed, you have no idea why, because you're not getting enough sleep. And that's the same thing, especially if you got a small bed. You got like a queen size bed or a double. And perhaps, you know, your wife is a little overweight. Maybe you are. And all of a sudden, you know, there's no room to move around in that bed. You know, you slide in there and it's like 2 eggs in an egg carton there. You're just sitting there all night. You can't move or else you fall out of bed. All right. If there are couples out there, and again, I'm not talking about couples who are in their 70s or 80s. But if there are couples out there who are in their like 20s, 30s, 40s, and you've tried this, does it work? Or is it sort of like the beginning of the end of the relationship? Does she not think she's close enough to you anymore? Do you feel like you're pulling apart? Do you miss the closeness? You'll sacrifice the rest for the closeness. But does it work? And again, the only way that guys like me and Gina and Randy and everybody else listening can learn is from people who have tried it. And that's you guys out there. If you've tried it, does it work? Separate beds in a marriage. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I know that my wife and I go through this, and I'm sure every couple does, because I know my dad goes through it as well with my stepmother, that women like it a certain temperature, and men like it a certain temperature. All right? I like the house to be about 59 degrees. My wife, on the other hand, would enjoy it if the house was 79 degrees.
Jesus Christ.
And we're about 20 degrees apart, and that's not good. So either I sacrifice or she does, and then, you know, either she goes to bed in sweats and socks and a sweatshirt and a hood, trying to stay warm, or I'm on top of the sheets with, you know, ice packs on my back or on my stomach trying to stay cool. But if you had separate beds, then she can have an electric blanket and enjoy her sleep. And you can have no sheets and just sit there. I think it's a key to a decent relationship. And people have to start thinking outside the box. Because if you're going to have a conventional marriage, then you are going to fail 50% of the time. It's people who have moved off the conventional marriage, have made adjustments in their life, who are successful at marriage. You know, and I think this is one of the keys. Trying to get a decent night's sleep. Because I don't know any couple, including myself and my lovely wife, Jennifer, I don't know any couple that goes to bed at the same time. I mean, I used to, past relationships, you know, you had a girlfriend, you guys would go to bed at the same time, or My parents used to go to bed at the same time. And my grandparents used to go to bed at the same time. But I never go to bed at the same time as my wife. Either she goes to bed way before me or I do. And then the other person that gets into bed has to be very quiet. And then they wake the other person up in bed. And that starts a silent argument. You know, the silent arguments where nobody says anything. But you just, you know, grab the covers or flip your pillow and, you know, you stare at the person and you give them a big, oh, back down and trying to sleep again because some idiot woke you up out of a deep sleep. It wouldn't happen with separate beds. All right, let's talk to a good friend of mine, a very funny comic who is always at the Laugh Factory, Joey Medina. How are you, sir?
Great, Tim. Yo.
Hey.
I'm doing good. I love this topic because you know I love you, but I totally disagree with you on this one.
Oh, get out of here. What's wrong with you?
Listen, I once had a threesome on a twin mattress, and the girl spent the night, and I had the best sleep I ever had in my life.
Yeah, but try to do that for 10 years every night.
No, you okay, as, honestly, for me, I like to cuddle. That makes me sleep better.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me?
I know it's gay, but yeah, I love to cuddle. It makes me sleep better when I feel the warmth of another person. But I have a friend who is married. He has his own bedroom. His wife has her own bedroom, but they sleep with each other every night, but just in a different bedroom. And they do that because they want their own space, their own privacy.
Wait a minute. They both have different rooms.
Right. They both have different bedrooms. You know, hers has
But
flowers.
She'll go and sleep with his in his room every night, or him and hers.
Yeah, kind of like a boyfriend and girlfriend thing where, you know, you spend the night at your girlfriend's.
That's not a bad idea. You decorate you know, because then I could put up my, you know, my old Magic Johnson posters.
Yeah, there you go. Your bedroom could be a man's room. And that's probably one of the reasons why guys can't really, you know, don't get a good night's sleep, because they're sleeping with all these flowers and all this, you know, potpourri stuff.
Right.
Like you're sleeping in a Bed Bath and Beyond store right. or something. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, you want to make it look like a Vegas room. I don't know if you noticed this, but all Vegas rooms are designed for men. They're all in men's colors. There's not a lot of flowers. There's always dark browns. And the TV set is prominent there. You know, the TV set is the centerpiece. And it's designed for guys. There's a phone close by. Yeah, it's perfect.
Always a phone number of a booty call next to the phone.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, Vegas has done it right. Everybody, if you're going to decorate your house, go to Vegas for a week and stay in a different hotel every night. And you'll get some great ideas.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Medina, you're the best, man. Where are you going to be Monday or Wednesday? At the Laugh Factory?
Actually, tonight I'm going to be at the Laugh Factory at 1 a.m.
Wow, how'd you get that slot?
I guess they don't like me. But they know I party too much and I'm always up.
Right.
But no, I'm headlining the 12 o'clock show, so I'll be up around 1.
Excellent.
And just doing my thing, man.
Fantastic. So get on out there and see Joey tonight.
There you go.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, man. Love you guys.
All right, take care of yourself. There he goes. Joey Medina tonight, Laugh Factory, hosts the 12 o'clock show, so he'll probably go on about 1 o'clock. And he's a very funny guy, so slide out there. Again, if you're just leaving a party, maybe you got effed over on a date, and you got nothing to do, go see Joey Medina. It's always a great night. All right, separate beds. Is it working or not? Roe in Stevenson Ranch, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
All right. You experimenting with this?
I tell you what. I love it. I love it. And I'll tell you why. My wife and I have been married, left February 9th, our 1 year anniversary.
Wow, you went for it early.
Yeah, we went in early. That's a good deal. I snore. She's a light sleeper.
Right.
You know, I like the TV on or the music on. She likes it pitch black.
You have separate bedrooms?
Separate bedrooms.
Oh, separate bedrooms. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's actually a pretty good idea.
It's a fantastic idea. You know, whenever we want to be intimate, we'll shoot each other a text. She'll come over. I'll send her a text message like, hey, you know, I want something. Or she'll send me a text, hey, I want something. And it works out. It's a great relationship.
It's like living in a dorm room.
Yeah.
Like a co-ed dorm.
It's like living in a co-ed dorm, man. It's exactly like what it is.
Now, do you tell people you do this? Are you embarrassed by it? Is there any kind of negative vibe you get from other people?
I tell, you know, and coincidentally, her and I work at the exact same office, so...
Oh, I see. You're with her all day, then.
I'm with her all day, but...
You drive to work together?
No, I mean, it was a coincidence, the way we started working out together. I worked for a company, then the company that she worked for got bought out by my company and ended up getting transferred to my office, so it was
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You didn't sign up for that, did you?
Yeah, No, that was not a part of the deal. But, you know, you're going to take it.
All right, well, I'm glad it's working for you, dude.
Hey, I get breakfast every morning. What do you, I can't really complain.
Yeah, it's nice to have your own room, though. I mean, it's like being a child again.
Oh, yeah, I decorate it how I want. It's great.
I got to look into this. All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
That's the way to do it. No problem.
There he goes. I got to look into this. I might have to build a bigger house, though. I'm not sure that... Right now, I got my office. Sophia has her bedroom, and we have our bedroom. So if I took Sophia's bedroom over, where would she sleep?
Move Jenna with the cats.
Yeah. Got to figure out something there. Because a nice night's sleep, oh, it's beautiful. It's like when you go to Vegas, you know, and you leave the wife and kids at home, and you go to that bedroom around 2 a.m., got the TV on, you're still eating the old food from room service about 8 hours ago. Socks come off, they hit the floor, just sitting there watching that pay-per-view, if you know what I mean, and knocking one out of the park and then hitting the sheets. Can be better than that. All right, let's talk to Cliff in Colton. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Is it working out for you? You trying this?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I actually, we started in a separate bed thing when we first started living together. And then now we're in our own rooms, and it's the best thing that ever happened to us.
And how far are the rooms apart?
They're separated by a common wall.
Right.
But, you know, we went out and we did the $3,300 bed, you know, trying to, you know, you were talking about the whole wine glass thing. And,
right.
And we bought this $3,300 bed thinking it was going to change everything, and it's just, you know what, we ended up, separate rooms is better, we do, you know, we do our thing and kisses goodnight and go on to our own room and sleep like babies, and it's the best thing ever happened.
And what time do you go to sleep every night?
Well, that's the good part. She, you know, she wants to go to bed at 9 o'clock and I want to stay up at midnight, then who cares?
Right, and then what time do you wake up in the morning?
Same thing. You know, I'm usually an early riser. I'm up about 7. She's, you know, 9:30 or so. Right. So.
But that's great. I mean, you know, I know a lot of guys who are married and, you know, they've been married for 10, 20, 30 years where they get up in the morning and they have to walk around like, you know, like they're robbing the place.
Yeah, we don't even have to worry about that. You know, it's, we'll pass each other in the hallway, you know, about 2 a.m. using the restroom. That's about all we see each other at, you know?
Yeah, give her a high five and back to your room.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a TV in your room?
Jesus
Christ.
TV. She's got
I
got to
do this, man.
This just sounds
too great. I got a nice LCD TV in there. Wake up at 10 a.m. on a Sunday, watch a little football, and
yep,
just sit there in that bed.
Yeah, just kick back and relax. It's perfect.
I get it. What I would do is get a mini refrigerator as a nightstand.
You know, my fear is I don't want to end up being a hermit, you know, so right. I don't want to make it too comfortable.
Well, you got to have something, you know, enjoy yourself. Wouldn't that be great? A nightstand is the refrigerator, and you just load it up with beer.
Yeah, well, that's true. Or just, you know, put a drive-through window so the pizza guy can slide a pizza through the window every now and then.
Right. You know. You have any kids?
Yeah, I have a 8-year-old son.
And he has his own room.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Does he think it's odd that his parents have separate rooms?
No, it's normal for him.
It is.
All he knows.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
You really put together a decent life for yourself.
Oh yeah, it's been tough, but it's a good thing.
I bet your marriage lasts another 40, 50 years.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, do you find it a little unusual when you see like strange guys walking past your room at night?
Yeah, I don't see that too often.
That's when I guess you got to put your foot down.
Yeah, you know, when I start finding extra money around the house, something
right,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
she no longer asks you for money.
She's
got plenty
exactly.
of dough. All right, thanks for calling, dude.
Hey, thanks
All
so
right,
much.
Cliff, man, look at that dude. All right, separate beds and or separate bedrooms for married people. Does it extend that marriage, make it better, you get a better night's sleep? Enough with the old, traditional marriage of sitting in that same bed for 40 years. People are too fat nowadays to do that. They're too loud. They're snoring. They got too many different schedules going on. Back when everybody went to bed at 10 o'clock at night, everybody woke up at 7 a.m. Maybe. But now there's too much crap to do. You got cable TV. You got your internet. You got a lot of things you can do at night. You had stores that are open 24 hours. And when I was growing up, there was never a 24-hour store. 7-Eleven, I think, was the first one. But now you can go to Ralph's, you can go to Walmart for 24 hours a day. There's things to do at night other than sit there and sleep in the same bed with somebody. So archaic. Who's doing that nowadays? Who are these old-fashioned people? All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Separate beds and separate bedrooms. Does it work for marriage? And you're listening to Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. All righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Separate beds and separate, or even separate bedrooms for married people. Does that extend the marriage? Give you a better night's sleep? Enjoy each other more? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. One of the big studs over there at K-Earth 101, Shotgun Tom Kelly. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Jim. What a wonderful topic. You know, what a wonderful thing. We met, we see each other all the time.
Right.
But we never really talk about the separate bed thing. My wife and I do that all the time when I'm in San Diego. And, of course, I got the ultimate thing. I got my own apartment over at Park La Brea, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, so when you're in San Diego with your wife, you have separate bedrooms or separate beds?
Separate bedrooms. I sleep in my daughter's room, in the guest room, you know.
Wow, look at you, man.
Yeah, we're empty nesters, man. So, you know, but I got to tell you something, Tim.
Did she get tired of the cardboard cutouts of you or the bobbleheads?
No, she likes those things.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, I got a nice pillow top bed, man, and it's just really nice. Because, see, I snore.
Right. Do you still have the K-Earth sheets on your bed?
No, we don't just have regular sheets, man. We got Larry Miller sheets, man. Matter of fact, that's where I got this pillow top bed.
Ah.
Yeah, man.
I got to get one of those. Anyway,
but really, seriously, all joking aside, it's really neat, man. My wife and I are close. We don't have to sleep together. She loves it when I come to town. And, of course, 5 days a week, I have the apartment there at Park La Brea, and it's good, man.
Hey, I heard that she actually preferred different countries, but you thought that would be the end of the marriage.
Hey, you know, the only problem is, though, when I have guests come to town, I got to move out of my room, and then I got to sleep with her. And it's nice, but it's not as comfortable. You know, you really are comfortable when you're sleeping by yourself. There's a lot of truth in that. That really is true.
Right. Who's staying at your house, though? I mean, how old are you? Aren't you still having people over?
Oh, yeah. I have guests come into town, you know.
Mm.
They come in for my pool parties, and then they stay overnight. You know, I got a buddy of mine, Neil Ross, who's a voiceover guy. He comes from Manhattan Beach, comes down, plays pool, and stays over Saturday night, man.
Wow. Look at you, man.
Yeah.
The king of entertainment.
Hey, yeah, I got a buddy of mine, Tony Pepper, comes down, plays pool, stays on Saturday night. He brings his wife with him, and they sleep in the bed I usually sleep in, and then I sleep with my wife.
What a life you got going down there, Tommy.
It's really nice. If you're thinking about this, Timmy, I would go for it.
Can I come down to San Diego and see the setup you got?
I've told you many times, you and Jennifer are more than welcome to come down to my place. And you can sleep in my room.
Yeah, maybe we'll carpool with the voiceover guy.
It'd be great.
All right, man.
All right,
thanks for calling.
Bye,
all right,
man.
There you go. Shotgun Tom Kelly, everybody.
Shotgun Tom Kelly, K-Earth 101.
And he's on every afternoon from, I don't know.
3 to 7?
3 to 8?
No, three. I think it's 3 to 7.
2 to 7?
Christina does 70s and 7 now, right?
Yeah, because he's usually leaving when we're coming in.
He used to do 70s at 7.
No, but then they moved everybody around when Escadon left.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. I think he's on 3 to 7.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's what I said.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. 3 to 7. On K-Earth 98.1?
101.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're okay. K-Earth 101. 101.1.
God damn it.
Right, yeah. Listen to music. All right, let's talk to Michael in Los Angeles, 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
All right. You got separate beds?
We got separate houses, actually.
Hey, this guy's on to something.
You like that? Well, we've got a guest house. That's, you know, it's like a regular, it's like two houses on our lot. And sometimes, you know, when you want, you just go off and you live there for a while.
For how long? I mean, months at a time?
No. A few days. A couple days. And it's, you know, fully stocked. It's got a kitchen. It's great. It's, you know, steps away from the regular house. And there'll be times when you just want to get away. Like you said, put it on the big screen, watch football.
You bet. You got kids? Great.
Yeah, I've got three kids.
And do they come out and stay with you sometimes?
No. They stay. My kid's little, but they're real jealous because they want to go out there.
Oh, I see. Right.
I won't let them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of people call separate houses.
Yeah,
divorce.
this is instead of divorce.
It's cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper. But I will tell you this. We do have separate bathrooms in our bedroom, and that's huge.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, because then you could really unload and not have to worry about the fans and, you know.
Well, I didn't say that, did I?
A shower and a pooper we can use, but we can't use
there
the whole
restroom. God.
All right,
damn.
Michael, you're the king, dude.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. The guy worked it all out. I have separate bathrooms up in the small condo we bought up in Oregon. Separate bathrooms. My wife has one. I have the other, and it's beautiful. Because my bathroom is a disaster. It's a mess, and I can keep it a mess. She doesn't clean it up. Nobody cleans it up. And her bathroom is immaculate. So that is the key. I mean, if you could, work an extra job, perhaps you got some money put away. And you can expand the house a little. I think the first room you want to do is her bathroom. His and her bathrooms. That'll keep you married for a long, long, long time. Let's talk to Laura here on the 405. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
All right, baby. What's going on with you?
And I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've never called a radio before, a radio show before in my life.
Is
never.
That right?
Ever. This is the first time I listen to you guys every night on my way home from work.
Wow.
But anyway, I can't believe I'm listening to this topic because every topic I hear you guys talking about, I find it interesting, but I don't have anything to share. But this time I do. My mom and dad, this July, will be married 52 years.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah. Well, my parents. And
how old are you?
I'm 44.
Oh, okay.
And my mom was 16 when they got married. My dad was 19. And they're still together. And they've had separate bedrooms and separate bathrooms for over half their marriage. And
wow.
My dad has always been an early riser. He gets up at like 4 in the morning. And that's just his internal clock.
Right.
And has normal hours. He gets up around 8 or whatever and goes to bed around 11. My dad is in bed by 7 at night and gets up around 4. And before they had separate bedrooms, they would, my dad would just not think about it, turn on the TV,
whatever.
Oh, yeah. And it would just drive my mom crazy. So now they have separate bedrooms. She loves it. He loves it. They're very, very close. I'm sure they, you know, tiptoe into each other's rooms every now and then. But they love it. Absolutely love it.
And are they're doing something right, married for 52 years.
Well, yeah, well, they've had their ups and downs, I'm sure. I mean, like most people do.
Oh, yeah.
They have some real struggles. But, yeah, they're doing great. And my mom and dad are relatively young.
You know, I think the same bedroom, the same bathroom, and the same bed lead to a lot of fights.
Sure.
Because I have a friend of mine who's, he's a writer. And sometimes he gets on a writing jag and he can't go to sleep. So he writes until, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes he goes to bed 5:30 in the morning, and his wife gets up for work at 6 o'clock. So he goes to bed at 5:30 in the morning. She gets up at 6 o'clock. So he's only been asleep for a half hour, and she turns the music on, the lights on, and he says, "Hey, baby, listen, I'm sleeping here." And she goes, "Well, if you go to bed normal hours, then this wouldn't bother you." And it started a huge fight.
There you go.
They almost killed each other over it.
See?
Yeah, I think you're onto something there, baby.
Think we are.
All right. You married?
Yes, I am.
And you got kids?
I have two.
And separate beds or separate bedrooms?
No, not yet.
Gotta take a page from the parents, man.
I know. You're great. I love your show.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay,
appreciate it. Take care. All right. There she goes, man. usually women aren't into that, in the separate bedrooms and separate beds. They're really clingers. They like to cling on and hold on to you, clock you, see what time you're coming home, see what time you leave, see what you're watching on TV, what you're reading, mail's coming for you. That's
Jesus
really
Christ.
Getting your life. Guys are the opposite. Like, oh, I don't care what she's done. Jenny in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, hello. How are you?
Good. How you been?
Pretty good.
All right. Separate beds?
No, together. But the thing is, okay, he works graveyard. I work regular hours. And so when I go home, when I go to work, he comes home. So it works perfectly. Only on the weekend we sleep together. But you know, when you talked about walking like the robbers, he's so laughed because I am the sleeper and I love to sleep on the weekend.
Right.
But you know, it's like for me it works. And now that he's hearing you, like he wants to get another room. He goes, babe, we need to move out. We need to do this. And to me, you know, I was like, I'm like, no, no, no. And I'm like, turn it off, turn it off. You know, because he's giving ideas. And then he goes, oh, we could get I could get a blanket with the one with the dog and the pool table. I'm like, no, no, no. No, what I want to know is, like, what does your wife think about this? That's what I want.
My wife?
Yes.
I don't know what she thinks about it.
I think it's an interesting subject right there.
Yeah, I should call her and ask her.
You should, because I don't think it's good. You know, for me, at least for me, it doesn't work, because I don't see him every day. Yeah. If we do, we only see each other for like 10 minutes.
I'm gonna call her right now and ask her what she thinks, all right?
Yeah, because I think he's just talking a lot. You
all
know,
right.
It's like,
let's see.
All
right, I know you're calling me out, baby, so let's check it out, all right?
Let's see what she has to say.
All right, thanks
this.
For calling.
Thank you.
All right, let's try the lovely one. Let's. Here we go. You don't have to dial a 9 here, right? You just dial direct.
I think you're fine. No.
Yeah, do we have any ringing music?
Well.
Hey now.
Hey.
Hey, it's 97.1 FM Talk. Can I put you on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You have to do that legally. Hey, it's the old man of the house.
What's up?
You listen to the radio at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a good wife, by the way.
Well,
very supportive.
I know. I know what happens if I don't, so.
Yeah, you know that. Come home and all of a sudden things get thrown around the house. Hey, so we're talking about separate beds and, you know, separate rooms, possibly.
Right.
And just wondered, hey, I wonder what Jay first thought, because I know you complain about me snoring.
Yeah, I think we could probably make it work out.
Separate?
Separate rooms.
Separate rooms?
Yeah.
You know, I got you on tape here.
I know, but, well, there's conditions.
Uh-oh.
There are conditions.
Oh.
Well, wouldn't you expect there to be? I mean...
Nah, it's condition-free.
No, because I don't have a proper bedroom here, so, you know.
All right, well, what about this? We have one big cow king bed, right?
Right.
You want that?
You love that bed, though.
Yeah, I really like that bed. Would you move into your office, your old office?
Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know. He knows.
Would you move into the Navigator?
Yeah, I'm all over that. As a matter of fact, you can park it at the Oregon House.
All right, but what room would you sleep in? Sophia's room or my office?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I might have to take your office.
My office?
Well, listen, you can't.
Quiet in there, though. You don't like that.
I can put one of those little things on my eyes.
And then what bedroom do you use?
I mean,
what bathroom?
I'll use the other bathroom.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. What time is it? 10 to 10?
I don't know.
And Sophia can start moving furniture tonight?
Jesus Christ.
By the time I get home, I'll have my own room.
Yeah, we'll have it all worked out for you.
That's fantastic news. Really? I think our marriage will last forever, baby.
I think so, too.
Look at that. Now, I get to drag out my old... James Worthy and Magic Johnson posters, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can hang those up. I can hang up my Tiger Beat pictures of Leif Garrett.
You can put all that stuff you had in your office of Gwen Stefani.
Janis Joplin, but...
That's right, Janis Joplin. But you also like Gwen Stefani. You can play music in that room and enjoy yourself.
Oh, I have so many ideas already.
Oh, man. All right, so you're going to be in my office. Then what do I do with my office? I'm out?
Well, it's a sacrifice you have to make.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
All right. When I got to move, what, out to the garage?
Well, do what I do. You know, my office is basically one, like, armoire, so.
Yeah, that seems thin for me, you know. All right, well, I guess it was nice sleeping with you then.
Yeah, it was nice sleeping with you.
Yeah, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, maybe we'll see each other, like, afternoons or.
Well, I'll definitely see you in the hallways.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
High five, just some fisting in the.
You mean fist bumping?
Yes. Okay.
We have to explain to the little one what that is. All right. We'll definitely do that.
Excellent.
All right. I can't wait to get home and start moving furniture.
Perfect.
All right.
Very good.
All right, and this is on tape. So, you know, when we do it, you can't be like, oh, I was just doing it for the air. I was just kidding.
No, I totally understand. We'll discuss it further.
All the deets?
Yeah.
All right. I can't wait, man. I'm going to get a big screen TV.
Oh, yeah.
A popcorn machine. A little refrigerator. And a little Nerf ball set, too.
Oh, the little basketball behind the door?
Yeah.
You know what you could do? It could make, like, a laundry thing.
Perfect.
You put your dirty laundry through it.
Excellent. And then there'll be my room. And, you know, of course, because it's my room, I like my stuff to be private. So I'll have a lock on the door with the key. That's not going to bother you.
No, not at all.
Yeah, why would that bother you?
I don't know. I mean, what would you possibly be hiding?
Yeah, exactly. What am I hiding in there? That's exactly the way to think about it. Hey, listen, Albert Einstein had his own office and his own room.
Right.
And he had a lock on that door and his wife couldn't even go into his office.
Well, I suppose if you do wonderful things like Albert Einstein, then we can work that out as well.
So what you're saying is I'm not a...
No, I didn't... No.
I'm not Einstein.
Well, there you go.
Okay. All right, very good. I will come home tonight. We'll move a little furniture around.
Excellent.
And then I can actually stretch out a little.
Cool. And then tomorrow I'll go somewhere and get all my new bedroom furniture.
Where are you going to get that?
I don't know.
Like, how much is that going to be?
Pottery Barn or something.
And how much is that going to be? How much
thousand.
Money will that be?
I'll probably need at least $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah. And then, yeah, at least $1,000.
Well, you know, let me see what I can pull out of Santa Anita this weekend and give you a call Sunday night.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
I got $140 out of him last week.
Excellent.
Kicked ass.
There you go.
All right, thanks, baby.
Yep.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right, love you, baby. I said.
Jesus Christ.
So long. Look at that. I'm moving on up. It's unbelievable. It's like the Jeffersons. Moving on up to the east side. Got my own room. I might even have my own phone, my own answering machine, my own computer, a popcorn machine, a toaster with, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Have people over. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.